Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Fernanda, I know we were hoping to have the walls in the office repainted next month, but do you think it'll be too much of a disruption for the employees?
I think it'll be fine. I asked the team when they'd like to work from home the next few months. Most people prefer Mondays and Fridays, so we could have the painters come on those days.
Sounds good. I'll reach out to some companies to see who's available to do the work.
Number 32. What are the speakers discussing? Number 33. What did the woman ask a team about? Number 34. What does the man offer to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Gregor. The customers at table 23 wanted to let you know they really enjoyed their meal. They had the vegetable stew.
Thanks for letting me know. Unfortunately, Rajiv just informed me that he has to leave early. We won't have enough cooks to cover the evening rush.
Oh, I'll let the customers know that some of their food might take longer than usual to come out.
That's a good idea.
Number 35. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 36. What problem does the man mention? Number 37. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you, Armani, for agreeing to come in and test out our new video game. Given your expertise in the field, we're excited for you to play it and let us know what you think.
It's my pleasure. I love playing games that are in development and sharing ideas for improvements. I heard that this game was designed to be used as a training tool for delivery drivers, right?
Correct. It's designed to teach drivers to choose the most efficient routes. Oh, and by the way, it's nearly lunchtime. Would you like me to take you over to the cafeteria before you get started? All the food is complimentary.
Number 38. What was the woman hired to do for a video game? Number 39. According to the man, who has a video game been designed for? Number 40. What does the man invite the woman to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
I really appreciate you coming to my office to help fix my printer, Malik. I tried going through the troubleshooting steps on my own, but it still jams up on me every time I try to print double-sided copies.
No problem. I can help you. Can you try printing a test document for me so I can see what's happening?
Sure. I'll print the first two pages of the budget report I'm working on.
It looks like you're using paper that's a non-standard size. That may be why it's not going through smoothly, but I'll take a closer look to see what else could be wrong.
Number 41. Why did the man come to the woman's office? Number 42. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 43. What does the man notice? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Elson Electric Service, how can I help you?
Hi, my name's Kriti Bora. I'm calling because I received an electricity bill from your company in the mail, but I don't understand why, since my bills are paid automatically through my bank account.
Let me check your customer account, Ms. Bora. It looks like the payment didn't go through. Have you changed anything recently?
Well, I changed banks about a month ago, but I thought that I'd informed you about it.
I don't see any recent updates here, so I'm sorry, but I'll need you to update your bank account information on our website. I'll send you the link to the form.
Number 44. Why is the woman calling? Number 45. What did the woman do a month ago? Number 46. What does the man say the woman needs to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Dr. Patel. Thanks for contacting us for a second meeting.
Good to see you both again. As you know, my dental practice has been growing, so I've decided to purchase the latest carbon dioxide dental laser your company makes.
Excellent news.
But I do have a question. While I'm convinced of the benefits of this machine for my dental patients, this is a huge financial commitment. Do you offer any payment plans?
Yes, and Mr. Kim here can help you with that.
Sure. Just give me a minute to bring up the relevant information on my tablet. I'll go over each option with you in detail.
Number 47. Who most likely is the woman? Number 48. What does the woman say she has decided to do? Number 49. What do the men say are available? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I've had a chance to look at your commercial dishwasher. Unfortunately, the drain pump needs to be replaced, and I don't have the part on hand.
But we're about to open for dinner, and all our tables are booked this evening. There's nothing you can do now?
I'm afraid not. I'll request that the replacement part be sent by express shipping, but it could still take a couple of hours to complete the repair.
All right, but please let me know as soon as you get the part. We're really going to be busy this evening, and I'm concerned we won't have enough tableware to last the whole evening.
Number 50. Who most likely is the man? Number 51. What does the man offer to do? Number 52. Why does the woman say she is concerned? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good morning, Ms. Phillips. We're glad to be working with you. Is this the space that you want us to redesign?
Yes, this is it, the waiting room. We want patients to relax while they wait here. We'd like the space to have soothing colors and comfortable furniture.
You know, one thing that's been very popular in healthcare facilities is aquariums.
Children especially enjoy watching fish swim around in the tank.
That'd be great, if I can afford it.
We'll need to know the size of the space before we can tell you how much it'll cost. Let's start by measuring the room.
Number 53. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 54. What do the men suggest doing? Number 55. How will some measurements be used? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to our career fair booth. Can I answer any questions for you?
Yes, thank you. What sort of jobs do you have available?
We have several open positions for graphic designers and related jobs.
Great. I'd like to learn more.
Do you have a background in graphic design?
I'm very interested in learning.
I see. Well, we do have a few entry-level positions for people like yourself, and we cover tuition costs for people who need job-related schooling. Here's a brochure with some information about our company.
Number 56. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 57. What does the man imply when he says,
I'm very interested in learning?
Number 58. What does the woman give the man? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Tarrington Events, Sylvia speaking.
Hello, this is Marcel Breton. I'd like to inquire about hosting a company gathering at your lakeside resort.
Great. Can you tell me how many people would be attending, Mr. Breton?
We'd have about 50 employees there. I specifically selected your venue because I saw that you've received excellent reviews.
I'm glad to hear that. And what dates were you thinking of?
Maybe the first week of April?
Ah, that could be a problem. We book at least 6 months in advance.
Number 59. What is the man organizing? Number 60. What factor influenced the man's selection? Number 61. What does the woman imply when she says,
We book at least 6 months in advance.
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and price list.
A friend of mine recommended your business and said you're the best, but I'm not sure if you clean on the weekends.
I have staff available 7 days a week. Tell me a little about what you need.
Well, my store is about 300 square meters. That includes the storage room.
Okay. So you'd like the fixtures dusted and the floors cleaned?
That's right. And there are 3 fitting rooms with mirrors that need cleaning and some large display windows at the front of the store.
We'll clean the mirrors, but we don't do exterior work. You'll have to get a specialist for the outside of your windows. I'd recommend Star Services.
Number 62. What was the woman uncertain about? Number 63. Look at the graphic. How much will the woman be charged? Number 64. What does the man recommend Star Services to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and merchandise display.
Hi, I'd like to have a frame made for a vintage family photograph. I was wondering if you could help me select something that would be appropriate for an old photo.
Sure, let's see the photo. Wow, it's not very often that we see this type of round shape.
Yes, it's quite unique. I'd like to give it to my mother for her birthday next Friday.
Since it's a birthday present, I can wrap it for you free of charge.
Number 65. What is the man having framed? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which frame will the man most likely select? Number 67. What is included in the price? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Jinyu, I'm sorry I missed your update on the sales of our air conditioner models. I was busy leading the new employee training.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. I heard the training went really well. But the main takeaway from my update was that our newest air conditioner model was this month's top seller.
A lot of customers have mentioned they prefer that model because it's affordable, so I'm not surprised it was our best-selling product.
Number 68. Why did the woman miss an update? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which model are the speakers discussing? Number 70. According to the woman, what do customers like about an air conditioner model?